Today on Growth Points, I want to speak to you about a subject found in Ephesians 5:10. The phrase is proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And as we minister in 2012 and as we approach the election season and the fall campaign seasons for many of our churches, this is a time to really consider that principle of proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. You know, back in ancient Athens, the money was not, of course, paper, but it was silver. And the silversmiths would create the coins and put them out into circulation. The problem was that many people would shave off silver from the coins and keep a portion of the silver for themselves and then place the coins back into circulation. And finally, there were a group of merchants who began to see the problem. There had been 80 laws passed against shaving the coins. Nothing was helping. And so these merchants said, we're not going to receive coins that are not full in their integrity. We're not going to distribute coins that are not full in their integrity. And so what the merchants began doing was to approve that which was good, to prove what was acceptable for the economy. Now, God wants us to go through a similar process with our lives. He wants us to prove that which is acceptable unto Him. He wants us to reprove that which is not according to His Word. And I want to just give you a couple of quick areas that I believe are important for that approving process in this day and age, 2012, being a servant of the Lord. First of all, I believe it's time that we get back to the idea and the biblical principle of proving our lifestyle. That which is according to the darkness of this world should be turned from. Did you know that last year in America there were 22 films made that were horror films, vampire films, and $51 million were spent in America on that type of film? That's just one illustration of how our society is becoming more and more dark. And the darkening spiritually is a reflection of the lack of light, the lack of Christians who follow the Word of God. But God says, I want you to prove your lifestyle. Make sure that you are walking in righteousness. And I know that sometimes people can get hung up on the preference issues and someone says, well, that's just a small area. But I'm not talking about even the small areas right now. I'm talking about major known areas that the Bible would refer to as sin or darkness that many Christians aren't really proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. I still think there's a point to be made that we should prove which websites are acceptable to the Lord. Our conversation should be free from gossip and from those types of discussions that are not acceptable unto the Lord. Our entertainment should be acceptable unto the Lord. And we need to prove that out. We need to test it, just like the businessmen in Athens tested the coins, proving our lifestyle. Secondly, I believe it's important that we prove our fellowship and our relationships. Of course, the Bible says we're to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, Ephesians 5. But also, the Bible speaks of even withdrawing from a brother that walketh disorderly. Recently, I was teaching our church about biblical separation and how that we have had to lovingly separate from a wicked culture and sometimes from even Christians who walk according to the culture. And sometimes we've quietly practiced a separation even from Baptist or even independent Baptist who were not walking according to the Word of God. And we're to prove those relationships. And if there's another Christian or independent Baptist that's angry or abusive or unkind or is not dealing with the sin issues in a biblical matter, then we may need to prove that and have no fellowship even in those types of situations. Every day of our lives, we have to prove what is acceptable to the Lord. Lord, do you want me to be a part of this activity? Do you want me to be a part of this relationship? Is this something that's going to strengthen me and strengthen your name? So we prove our lifestyle. We prove our relationship. Let me say one thing more. Be sure to prove or test or try the use of your time. I was counseling with a young man yesterday who admitted that he has spent hours and hours and hours a week playing electronic games. And he was wondering why he wasn't able to have the right relationship with the Lord because he was really distanced because of all of this activity. We're not going to get close to the Lord spending hours and hours playing games or watching television. Let me encourage you to give time daily in your Bible reading, daily in your prayer life, and daily in your witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. Spend time, prove what time usage you should be involved with, make sure it's acceptable to the Lord, and then invest your time in those things which have spiritual matters in mind. And so just a thought today, prove what is acceptable, your lifestyle, your fellowship, the use of your time, and live your life so that you have no regrets. I pray that you have a great week, and thanks for taking some time with me today.